Remember when your father, your mother, your neighborhood friends, the world taught you the facts of life? Remember when people went around telling you the facts of life, the birds and the bees and things like that? Remember when people went going around telling you the facts of life? Well, the facts of life are not the technique of sex or where children come from. The facts of life are where our life comes from, who we are, what is our reality, why is our reality important to us? Why is our reality important to us, and what do we do about our reality? We watched different shows on TV, and when the father or mother are talking with the child and they're giving them the facts of life, the woman gives a totally different approach to the facts of life than the man does. And so the male and the female get totally different approaches of the facts of life. And it's very fascinating. It's very fascinating. But how many families, how many men and women, how many priests and how many ministers and how many rabbis and how many religious leaders teach their children the facts of life? And the fact of life is that you are divine. You are magnificent. You are the most wonderful creation that ever existed. Now, it's true, fish are wonderful. Animals are wonderful. It's true that all of these beings are wonderful. But all these beings are living according to their gene structure, and they're living according to their ways that have been inculcated into them by generation after generation, and to a degree we have too. But we can live contrary, not necessarily contrary, we can live regardless of our gene structure. We can put new thoughts in motion about ourselves and be a totally different person than we were born as. Our parents may have had genes and chromosomes and so forth passed down to them through generations. If parents were to teach their children that they are unlimited, that they are geniuses, that they are magnificent, that's the facts of life. The fact of life is that every single human being is a genius. Every single human being is divine. Now, all things are divine, so that's no big deal. But all things are not geniuses. Animals, birds, fish, worms, creatures work on the level of consciousness that they are on. And that level of consciousness is not necessarily an advanced level, such as the mind of man should be, but it's the level of consciousness of following what it has been trained to do and what it has been gene-structured to do in its being. Now, we go beyond that. We have the ability to visualize. Can you imagine a worm visualizing the moon? Can you imagine a fish visualizing the bottom of the ocean as a total thing? Can you imagine a dog visualizing the upstairs and downstairs and so forth? A dog lives in the world that it lives in the now, which is a wonderful thing. All creatures live in worlds in which they live in now. There is no past, no future, no present, just now. And that's all they live in. They don't think of yesterday or tomorrow. How do you know that? Because I said so. Okay, you got a better idea? Bring it up. So, this is what I know. I know this from my own inner self. Now, a baby does not have any other consciousness in itself except the now. And as the baby lives in the world, it realizes that it is the master of that world. And it's the master of that world by different things that it does. And it brings about certain results in its life by different things that it does. Now, so there, it does it over and over again. Now you say, well, a worm does that too. A dog does that too. Not to the degree that a baby does. Not to the degree that a human does. Not to the degree that the mind of man does, whether in a child or an adult. I contest to you that science will show us, within a very short time, perhaps a matter of years, I'm sure years, but a matter of few years, like 8, 10, 20 years, in a matter of 8 or 10, 20 years, science is going to show us that within the mind of man, within the being of man, exists all things already. Within the consciousness of man exists all things that ever will be or ever were or ever are. And when the mind of man trains itself to recognize this and call this forth, then the mind of man will be doing what it is created to do. The mind of man is created to bring forth all things into being, into expression, into experience, and enjoy it to whatever degree it does. The mind of man creates a hurt so that it can say, I am whole and perfect. The mind of man creates a hunger so it can say, I am filled. Mind of man creates a thirst so it can say, I am satisfied, I am satiated. The mind of man creates all these things so it can be demonstrating to itself that it is the master of them. Now, why is it seems that young people like to drive fast? Because they like to try their limits. Why is it young people test their parents on the rules? Their parents give them certain rules for conduct in the home and the family and life, and then they test them. They want to push their parents to the limit. They want to see how much their parents are going to stand up for whatever principle they're saying that they believe in. And if a child is going to drive the car, the parent will say, well, now, you can drive 25 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, but you could probably drive 26, or you can drive 24, or you can drive something like that, because you can get away with it. Don't teach getting away with things. If we teach living the facts of life as significantly and perfectly and wonderfully and magnificently as they are right now, then we are doing it right. But we're not teaching the facts of life teaching sex. We're teaching the facts of life and teaching the principle that guides our every activity. The principle that guides us in saying, I like me. The principle that guides us in saying, I am whole and perfect. The principle that guides us in saying, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. The principle that guides us in saying, I live in a good world. Everyone is loving. Everyone is helpful. Everyone is thoughtful. Everyone is kind. Everyone is beautiful. I live in a world of magnificence, of honor and truth and goodness. I live in a world that is unbelievably magnificent. These are the facts of life. These are what we want to teach ourselves. These are what we want to teach our children. These are what we want to teach everyone in the world. These are the things that make the world go round. These are the things that are life's most important ingredients, the facts of life. You are God. You are wonderful. You are unlimited. You are all. You are the isness. You are the allness of the universe now and always. You don't wait to build a talent. You don't wait to build a skill. A good tennis player is not a good tennis player because he practices. A good tennis player is a good tennis player because in his mind he plays the game and he plays it beautifully and he plays it now. A good pianist is not a good pianist because of years of practicing, 8, 10, 12 years. A good pianist is a good pianist because in their heart, in their soul, in their mind, the piano is their nature, and they live and play through it. And they play any instrument. A musician is one who plays on any instrument because the instrument is merely the receptor of their genius to bring forth the talent of the music that they are. This is what life is all about. These are the facts of life. What are you going to teach yourself about the facts of life? What are you going to teach your children, your world, your family, your community? Are you going to teach them about sex? Well, you have a losing battle. If you're going to teach them about life, if you're going to teach them about perfection, if you're going to teach them about wholeness, about the divinity that they are, then you are on the right track. For the facts of life are that each of us is a genius, each of us is divine, each of us is God, right now and forevermore.